brother to Tom over the years. From Ralph Carlson, it'll be two songs from Ralph. First, we'll hear Ralph share a little bit of a memory of Tom when they first met. Then we'll travel back to the 1960s era and hear from Tom's old radio show, two transcripts. First of all, it's going to be a song called The Telephone Call. Then we'll follow with Swinging Doors. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was 1965. We were on a tour, the both of us, with Mack Wiseman, that played Morrisburg, and I was working with Ron McMunn and his Country Cousins at the time, and Tom was a guest on the show. We had done a tour around several Ontario spots with Mack Wiseman, and backstage we discovered that we both recorded for the same record label, and I was at that time doing a radio show with Ron McMunn on CJT in Smith Falls, and discovered that Tom was doing a similar radio show in Brockville, and our likes and dislikes were very, very much the same, and we became very good friends very quickly.
Now, we're very honored this afternoon to have with us here in the studio one of Canada's finest up-and-coming young country and western singers, Ralph Carlson. And Ralph has a very fine number out on the Melbourne label that you've all heard quite a bit lately, a little thing called The Telephone Call. Ralph, come on in. You and the boys will be up at Queon, I believe, tonight and tomorrow night.
That's right, Tom. We're at the Shamrock Lounge Gavin's Hotel in Queon.
That's fine. Ralph is with Ron McMunn and all the Country Cousins, so we hope that if you're up in the neighborhood of Queon, you'll drop over and see the boys. That's tonight and tomorrow night. And they're also at the Rideau Hotel in Smith Falls on Wednesdays and Fridays, so you can hear a lot more of that Ralph Carlson music there. Stay tuned with us now. Ralph will be back. And here we are again with Ralph Carlson coming in. This one was recorded originally by Merle Haggard, and Ralph does a mighty fine job on it. Little thing called Swinging Doors.
All this old smoke-filled fire is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much fun.
there, the telephone call man, as Ron McMahon called him.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. And a collection of songs by none other than the Legends of the Maritimes. First, we're going to send out a song to my good friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. It'll be a song by the man I have always called the pride of the East Coast, Dick Nolan, and his classic, The Atlantic Lullaby, which this segment has been named after. Then we'll send out a song to my good friends in Guelph, Ontario, none other than John and Kathy, who I'm planning to visit later in October. It will be a Stompin' Tom Connors classic, and it's going to be Tom's tribute to the Confederation Bridge going out to them today. Then we'll wrap up with Clate Butt, who happens to be one of my all-time favorite singers of the East Coast and the Rock of Newfoundland, and it'll be my Newfoundland Shores. With that, I hope to say good morning to everybody listening in down on the East Coast of our beautiful country of Canada. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There's a place so dear to me, nestled by the deep blue sea, where the women folk are noted for their pride. Where the sweet Mayflower grows, it's the land of the blue nose, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby. Fields are green, skies are blue, friendly folk will welcome you in her city, where the famous garden grows. I remember well the charm of the lovely Northwest Arm and the harbor watching the great ships come and go. Where the breakers rock and roll till they stir your very soul, and the seagulls scream in circles o'er the sky. Where lovers stroll beneath moonbeams in Nova Scotia, land of dreams, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby. Everyone who wants to roll loves to visit Haggie's Cove, where the lighthouse sends its message out to sea. Valley of Evangeline, where the poets love to dream, and the beauty of the blossoms beckon me. How I love the Cabot Trail, winding over hill and dale, in Cape Breton, with its scenery so fair. Where a fellow takes a wife, and he loves her all his life, children singing, church bells ringing, God is there. Where the breakers rock and roll till they stir your very soul, and the seagulls scream in circles o'er the sky. Where lovers stroll beneath moonbeams in Nova Scotia, land of dreams, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby.
Confederation bridges our nation to an island so rich and so rare. I'll be driving Northumberland straight to that wonderland garden that's cradled out there. And I'll bet there's no bridges through high mountain ridges on land or on sea to compare with a confederation that bridges our nation to Prince Edward Island so fair. And it's calling, calling me over the blue waters rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there. Down by the ocean where the island devotion to friendship is found everywhere. And it's calling, calling me over the blue waters rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there. Down by the ocean where the island devotion to friendship is found everywhere. federation. Bridges are nation to an island so rich and so rare. I'll be driving Northumberland straight to that wonderland garden that's cradled out there. And I'll bet there's no bridges from high mountain ridges on land or on sea to compare with the confederation that bridges our nation to Prince Edward Island so fair. And it's calling, calling me over, the blue water's rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there. Down by the ocean where the island devotion to friendship is found everywhere. And it's calling, calling me over, the blue water's rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there. Down by the ocean where the island devotion to friendship is found everywhere. And it's calling, calling me over, the blue water's rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there. Down by the ocean where the island devotion to friendship is found everywhere. And it's calling, calling me over, the blue water's rolling, and soon I'll be strolling out there.
Ocean, lying southward from the coast of Labrador, and it brings back many memories since I've wandered far away from my Newfoundland shore. Now the years have passed me by, and I'm so lonely as I think of the good life once had. I can still see the old fishing village where I live with my mom and my dad. Oh, my Newfoundland home, how I love you. There's no place on earth I'd rather be than that island.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Now, friends, I would like to once again play a collection of songs by Tom Wilson, our birthday boy today, and a true friend and mentor of our program. With that shared, I would like to share a collection of great songs by Tom. First, we'll hear from Are You Missing Me? Then we'll follow with one of the most sentimental songs that Tom ever recorded, titled Almost Home. And we'll wrap up with one other classic called Last Look Around. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on this great channel. Welcome in, friends.
You would wait, but your lips deceived me and told me a lie, while my heart was planning its fate. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? It's true. Years ago, I'm almost home.
I'd almost bet that there'll be a checker game going on over at old Mr. Tate's general store. Daddy told me in his last letter that the old man still runs it all alone. And I bet that old church bell still rings, and I bet the choir still sings, just as they did each and every Sunday morning. I'm almost home. There's a little green roof cottage and the gatepost made of stone, and the tree I climbed looks so much smaller now, and the old dirt path still winds as the past fills up my mind. I can almost hear them say, "We're glad you're home."
Drifting out at a quarter to one. We played hard all night, but our day's work was done. The boys and the girls had all gone back to town. I walked back in the bar for the last look around. All our equipment was paid in the van. I stood on the stage just a tired, weary man. There's no rest for me, it's on to the next town. But I stood there just taking that last look around. Some paper that lay on the floor by the table where Debbie was sitting before. I thought it was hers, so I picked up the page, and then I sat down on the edge of the stage. Well, the writing was Debbie's, the love of my life, and the words that I read cut my heart like a knife. I'll meet you tomorrow when he's out of town. Lord, you know how I hate it when he is around. Down my head as the tears filled my eyes. I just couldn't take it, the hurt and surprise. My plans for the future came tumbling down. Wish I hadn't taken that last look around. Taking that last look around.
You rolled out of Rosie, a dedicated man. You drove those country back roads to 1,001 night stands.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? That the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night? Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Now, friends, I would like to welcome in a second part of a two-part interview a good friend of mine, Tom Wilson, our birthday boy and a true pioneer of bluegrass in the Ottawa Valley. With that shared, I would like to welcome him today in this second part of a two-part interview. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite of his that he wrote and recorded back in the day called Martin Gibson Line, which was a little bit of a take on the old Mason-Dixon line. With that, I'd like to say, here is my good friend, Tom Wilson. So, you've worked alongside some of the big names of country and bluegrass music, including, of course, our late friend Ralph Carlson.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to be doing an interview with you next month for a tribute to Ralph. But share with us some of your memories.
Because he was a real friend of mine, you know.
Yes.
He was a great songwriter.
Yes, he was, for sure.
And he did some beautiful stuff. But he was subjected to the same thing as I am. You just can't get the push that you need. You know, he's a better singer and everything than some of the great ones.
Yes, he was.
But you've got
yes,
to have the big money behind you. And sadly, around here, a lot of people still look down on country music and bluegrass, you know.
Yes, they do, Tom.
It's crazy. It's good, solid music.
And even like I've been telling you, but we won't say names here, but I've been telling you, there's even some that say bluegrass and country don't get along.
Silly, ridiculous.
It is, very much so, yeah.
I have always done both of them.
Yes.
As you probably know, my first album was called It's Country, It's Bluegrass.
That's right. Yeah, looking
and
at it right now.
We played both. All the time.
Yes.
And you can do, there's so many songs that you can do, the same song, you can do it bluegrass or country.
And, very true, yes.
People who won't listen to one or the other, they're just depriving themselves of a nice experience.
Very true, Tom. I agree with you 100% on that, yes. Like, man, you probably knew one time, Bob King used to say,
there's a guy that had a daily program.
Yes.
Every weekday on CFRA from Ottawa.
Okay, yes.
And he had the Happy Wanderers.
With Joe Brown.
And they were known all over this part of the country, you know.
That's true.
And Bob and his wife, Marie, I believe her name was.
That's right, yes.
And they had terrific songs. He sold a lot of records for a Canadian, I'll tell you. Yeah, Bob King, he was a real good guy.
And what I was going to say is he said on one of his bluegrass albums, bluegrass is just a redefined version of country music.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So share with us some of the story behind your song of Martin Gibson Line. I know it was a take on the old Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that one got a good review from Bluegrass Unlimited magazine.
Yes.
Because they could understand what it was about. And it's simply that in the South of the United States, which is below, there was a couple of guys called Martin, or not Martin, Mason and Dixon.
Mason Dixon, yes.
Pardon me. Mm-hmm. Who drew the line between the South and the North.
Okay.
And it so happens that it's mostly in the South that they play bluegrass. So I thought, Martin and Gibson.
Exactly.
Fits pretty nice, like Mason and Dixon, eh?
Yes.
And those two companies are the key developers of
the bluegrass sound
instruments, like a Martin D28 guitar and a Gibson Master Tone Banjo is that set. That's the Cadillac and the Lincoln up the bluegrass.
For sure, yes. And even Bill Monroe always played the Gibson mandolin, so yes.
Oh, yes. And everybody of any note, singers and whatnot, they play Martin guitars.
For sure, yes, exactly. Now, you have often said that the Drifting and Dreaming song, which we played in the first hour, was always your favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And the nicest part of it to me is the way that Johnny Woods and Edgar Beaudoin played off each other. The fiddle plays the thing, and then Edgar would answer it like an echo with the mandolin.
For sure.
They just developed that themselves just naturally.
Amazing.
We never worked on big rehearsals and stuff, you know. Our stuff is kind of like jazz in a way. It's just the way each individual feels like playing it.
True, yes. And I was going to say, you guys, or one thing you can always be proud of is that you had a good sounding band. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm the least of the musicians.
Okay.
But I was always able to get really good.
And top of the line, exactly.
Guys, yes.
Even in your later stuff, like you sent me some of the DVDs and stuff, but anything like that, it's not studio quality, but it's still amazing to hear the realism of it.
That's genuine stuff, you know.
Exactly, that's right. It's not diluted and whatever.
That's right.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So, looking at your career in music, what has been the greatest or the most highlighted part of your career, Tom?
Well, appearing at the Mariposa Festival back in 1989 had to be a high point.
Yes.
Because that's where Gordon Lightfoot and all these guys appear, you know.
Uh-huh, yes.
And then we did a bluegrass festival in Waddington, New York, where Bill Monroe was the headliner.
Oh, wow, nice, yes.
And we didn't appear on stage with him.
No, okay.
But we're at the same, you know, we're getting paid to play at the same festival.
Yes, exactly.
And then another thing is with Bill Knowlton having around 40 years.
Yes.
That we've been on his Bluegrass Ramble show.
For sure.
And, yeah, that's the kind of thing. But making 10 records, too, that's, I guess, Johnny.
Well, a lot of people only make one or two.
We've had 10 albums.
That's amazing, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's great. So, I guess another question would be, and I know I'm pulling on the heartstrings, but when us fans or the future fans of the Ottawa Valley look back on your career, Tom, and you've been gone for, let's say, 50 years or whatever, what would you like the people to say to you or about you?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to have them think, was he a singer who tells jokes, or a comedian who sings?
Yes.
and was he country or was he bluegrass?
Exactly.
And the answer is all of the above.
Yes, exactly, Tom. Yes, for sure. Well, you've always left me with a joke, for sure, yes. But another question is, I understand you're still keeping active in the music world, not per se performing, but you're still doing interviews like this one, and the other day you had some film crew come in.
Yeah, Barbara Eller and I are going to do some of these, and I'll do interviews with anybody.
Well, that's great, Tom, yes.
It's hard to get me to talk, but when I start here...
Well, it's like me. They always wanted me to talk, but now they can't get me to shut up, so... Exactly. Now, what I meant was you had something to do with the St. Lawrence River on Monday there.
Oh, yeah. They're making some films for TV, and they wanted, one of them is going to be on the St. Lawrence River.
Nice, yes.
And naturally, they wanted to use the St. Lawrence River as my home. Now, that was one of, that was our biggest record.
And your signature song.
And, yeah, and I always have to say, I didn't write it.
Okay.
It was, Jim Plumley was a guy from Brocklear who wrote it. But we recorded it, mind you, and it was our biggest seller.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was on the regional charts for 14 weeks.
Wow, nice.
And it got up as high as number 4.
Okay.
Well, that was a milestone to us.
For sure.
And it's a nice song, and they're going to use it as background for this film.
Well, that's great, Tom,
so,
to hear, yes.
You know, yeah, we're not dead yet.
No, exactly. That's right. We're looking forward to your 99th and your 100th birthday, too, Tom. Yes.
Well, my dad lived to be 94.
So. Oh, is that right? Yes.
I'll try and beat him.
Nice. Yes, for sure. Well, with that, Tom, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll get a copy of this off to you. But what words of advice can you leave us with?
Well, enjoy the music.
Yes.
And don't worry about whether it's country or bluegrass. It's all A1.
Exactly. Yes, it is. For sure. For sure. And it's all about keeping the tradition alive. Yes.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Well, with that, and Tom, happy birthday. Yes.
Well, God bless you, Johnny. And we always say John in 316.
That's right.
Talking.
That's right.
God so loved the world, eh?
That's right, Tom. God bless you too. Yes.
Everybody knows about the Mason-Dixon line. It's where the cold wind stops and the sun begins to shine. But there is another place that's not too hard to find. It's what those bluegrass pickers call the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Patent on that famous run of his, and when it comes to picking, Tony Rice is sure a whiz. When I hear Charlie Waller play, it always sounds so fine to hear those guitars picking on the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Earl Scruggs and old Don Reno sure couldn't make those banjos ring. It was a treat to hear him beat upon that old fifth string. And when I hear Ralph Stanley play that little glass of wine, I know that I am drawing nigh that Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair. Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit spencervillefair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Well, yes, friends, we're coming down on the last few songs of the Way Back with Johnny show for this Sunday. However, I would like to pay tribute to a segment I started last weekend, and that is called Opry Spotlight Corner. Now, in the early days of the Way Back, we always did this program with spotlights out of the Grand Ole Opry. But with this being the 100th anniversary year of the Grand Ole Opry, I would like to start paying more attention up until the end of this year on Opry segments. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to an old-time friend of Tom Wilson's, Mac Wiseman, the voice with a heart, and this is going to be taken off the Grand Ole Opry back in 1957, titled Jimmy Brown the Newsboy. With that, let's go back to the old Grand Ole Opry in the Ryman Auditorium back in the 1950s. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this with the Way Back Song of the Week, and then send us all home.
Now, Jim, you introduce our guest.
All right, Grant, it's a real pleasure. Here he is, friends, a wonderful gentleman, a great singer, Mac Wiseman. Mac, it's so wonderful to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we all enjoy the Grand Ole Opry, Mac, but I reckon if folks didn't come here to listen to us talk, they want to hear you sing a song.
Well, I'll be glad to if you don't mind an old one.
Well, the old ones are most of the times very best.
Well, I believe that too. Got an oldie here that's been out for a number of years. Don't know exactly how many years, but quite a few. It's a favorite of mine, and it's my latest Dodd record. Hope you'll enjoy it. Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy.
I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows I am the Newsboy of the town. You hear me yelling Morning Star as I run along the street. I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir. My clothes are torn and thin. I wander about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. And I'm helping mother, sir, as I journey on my way. Mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in this world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. So never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to salute the Wayback Song of the Week. With that mentioned, we would like to go back to 1965 and Tom's first album once again and salute a song that he calls Borrowed Time. Now, this song is from the original Western All-Stars, from the album that was given to me back at Christmas time, signed copy. And it's going to be first album of Tom Wilson's called It's Country, It's Bluegrass, It's Tom Wilson and All the Western All-Stars. From this album, it's going to be Borrowed Time, which is also a song that Tom wrote and recorded some 60 years ago. With that mentioned, I do believe that we are all living in borrowed time right now. It's also a crazy and mixed up world. However, here is a song that sums it up in the best way. We're living in borrowed time. Welcome in, friends. Now let's go back 60 years.
We can't even lend you a dime, while we know you're living on borrowed time. We're living on borrowed time, borrowed time, borrowed time. We're never gonna make it to see old 99. And the more I think about it, there's no doubt about it, boys, we're living on borrowed time.
Friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com. I would once again like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning into the program this morning, sharing your Sunday morning with me. I'd also like to share on behalf of my good buddy and best friend, Tom Wilson.
Till next time, this is Tom Wilson saying so long for now, and may God bless you, everyone.
And also play this clip as well.
I never worried too much about whether a song was country or bluegrass. If I liked it, I'd sing it.
And so with that, I will say once again, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. We're going to play us home today with just wishing Tom a very happy 88th belated birthday, as last weekend celebrated his 88th birthday. We are going to play us home today with two sacred songs. First will be a classic that will be done by Tom titled, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Then we'll follow with Tom's version of The Little White Church, which was an old Mac Wiseman song but was very popular by the Western All-Stars back in the day. And then we'll play us all the way home the same way Tom ended every radio show back in the 60s, and that is by the old Ernest Tubb classic called Let's Say Goodbye Like We Said Hello. With that, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again, and say so long for now, friends. Remember, keep it country out there, and happy listening.
First come a rolling for to carry my mother away. Everybody,
will the circle be unbroken? Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. That lady, you are hauling. Lord, I sure hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. But I could not hide my sorrow as they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Church in the Dell. We've been having a wonderful time here. We're doing this show on tape, of course, and as you listen to it, we're all up in Quebec. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again next weekend. We'll be down in the area. I don't know just where we're going to be at the moment, but we'll we'll be letting you know, so listen into our shows. Until we see you once again, it's Tom Wilson and the Western All-Stars saying,
let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love has gone, and there's no reason for me to stay. We live and love, we meet and part, and broken hearts must stay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way.
This has been Western Music by Tom Wilson and his Western All-Stars.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Welsh music. It's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via CFRC.